Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Welcome back to the Squash Masters podcast. On today's episode, we are hosting Yuvraj Vadhvani, world number 3 in BU13, current Asian Open junior champion, has came third in the British Open, and many more. Let's hear what he has to say. So when did you start playing squash and why did you decide to start playing?
So I started playing squash at the age of, I think, 7.5. And I used to go to the club with my father just for recreation. And I eventually started having a lot of fun while playing. So I decided, why not start playing professionally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you remember about your first tournaments? And if they were good, if they were bad, did you win any matches?
Yeah, I mean, I was, I think, 8.5 when I started playing tournaments more regularly. I used to always get the top-seeded players when I was unseeded in the first round. So I used to lose a lot in the first and second rounds, but that didn't demotivate me. So I remember I started training harder for the national championship that year. And the hard work paid off, I think. And I reached the main draw, which is the top 16 for the under 11s at that time when I was only 8 years old. So, and I finished 9th in that tournament. So
That's really cool. How do you think those first few tournaments affected your confidence going forwards?
I mean, I really didn't get demotivated. I mean, I tried to stay. Well, I actually started working harder, thinking, yeah, I can do it, because it was my first few tournaments. I was playing with boys 2 years older than me. So I was playing for fun and I was enjoying whatever I played. There was no pressure at that time. So, yeah, I started working much more harder for my future tournaments.
Did you ever play any other sports from when you were young?
Yeah. So before I started playing squash, I used to play chess and I used to be a swimmer as well. So in chess, I was, I think, 8th in the state. And in swimming, I used to be 1st in the state in the butterfly stroke. So actually, a few months ago, I actually came to know that my state record for the butterfly had not been broken as yet. And I was like, wow, it's been a long time. So yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I used to play all three sports together at once. And It was a crazy schedule.
How do you think swimming and chess affected your mental and physical strength?
I think physically swimming was really helpful. I mean, the stamina swimming gave me was amazing. And chess was mentally strong. So I think squash was called the physical chess. So it was really, it helped my mental strength a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Do you find, how many times do you play a week? And do you find it hard to balance with schoolwork?
I mean, I before lockdown started, I think I used to play 5 to 6 times a week. I should not try to overdo my training too much, because I feel that rest was very important for any athlete. So it helps us to recover mentally and physically. And yeah, I think it was pretty hard to manage schoolwork, to balance with it with schoolwork, as I mean, if you don't plan your schedule well, it'll be hard. But it's not a walk in the park. If you plan it well, I think it's pretty doable. Not that tough, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Adding on to the 5 or 6 times of squash training a week, do you do any fitness or like footwork training on the side?
Yeah. I do fitness and footwork about 3 to 4 times a week. And yeah, I mean, I try to focus on my general strengths, and it depends week to week what I'm feeling. I mean, if I'm weak in a particular place of my workout and I feel I need to improve on that point, I probably do that type of workout. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your best match where you just felt like something went right that day and you won that match?
So I think my best match would be my Asian Junior Finals in 2018. So I won that tournament in the under 13 category, and I feel I played pretty well that match. I was slightly nervous going into that match, but I think as I kept playing, I started gaining more and more confidence, and I just got more pumped up. So I was able to play my best. Yeah.
Yeah. On the other hand, what's your worst match where, like, that something just wasn't right that day?
Yeah, I mean, I think my worst match, I would say, is my British Junior Open semi-final in 2 years ago, yeah. It was my first British Open, and it was my first match in the glass court there. Mm-hmm. So I was not able to get a very good knock before the match that day or the days before. But it was an amazing tournament, finishing third. But yeah, I think that was probably my worst, not my best match. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. What's your best comeback on the court where you were like down and you thought that all hope was lost, but you managed to come back?
I think my best comeback would be my semi-final match of the Asian Juniors Open in 2017 in Jordan. I was in my junior year. I was 11 playing under 13. And I think I've had many 2 loves downs and winning 3-2. But in that match, it was like 2-all. And I was 7-2 down in the first game. And I think I remember we both were dead tired in the final game. But I said to myself that I think I've come all the way and not give up. So I just tried to stay calm. I motivated myself and I won the match 13-11 in the fifth, I think.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so close.
Yeah.
What does it feel like playing squash in India? Is squash popular in India? Is it not popular?
Yeah, I think it's growing a lot in India. Squash is pretty... I think they're increasing the number of tournaments, getting many more players starting to play the sport. But I think it's not as famous as cricket or some of the well-known sports in India.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think, yeah, I mean, large crowd which has started playing squash recently. So, yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually once played in the US Open here, over here. BU11, I once played an Indian. I played an Indian in the quarterfinals.
Oh, who do you play?
His name is Ishan Dabke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, was it this year?
Oh, yeah, this year, 2019.
Oh, yeah, I was there too, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think, yeah, he reached... You beat him, or...?
No, he beat me. No, he beat me.
Oh, okay.
What's your goal in 3 years, and how do you plan to get to that goal?
I think my main goal within the next 3 years is to win the British Junior Open at least once, so. And probably to win the Asian Junior Open once again, so, yeah. I think I'm going to try to do my best in those tournaments. I feel working harder might help me. I mean, it's going to be tough, but I think it's possible.
What are some tips for beginners that you have for people who are just starting to play squash?
The tips I would give beginners is to that just enjoy the game whenever they get on court. It's not bad to lose at all. Even I used to lose in the first round of my first few tournaments. But I think losing just motivates you to work harder and just not give up. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are some ways you're staying mentally and physically fit during the coronavirus?
I think I've been working at home mainly. So, the condition here in India is pretty bad. So we are under complete lockdown. So we're not allowed to even leave our houses for a run maybe. So we generally used to train at gym. So we don't keep much training equipment at home. So, and we were not able to even get those equipment as it just happened very fast. So all the shops and everything was closed. So I've been trying to keep my stamina up and been mixing some workouts. And physically, I think visualization is just a must for, like, I think every player on the circuit does that. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing for keeping physically and mentally fit.
Who's your favorite professional squash player on the PSA?
I think my favorite would be either Rami or Shaw or Gregory Gauthier. I don't know. I think Rami just skill player. He's amazing. He's a legend. And Gauthier, I don't know. I just like the way he plays. His game is really good. Like his basic game, especially. It's amazing the way he gets out of these tough positions. And Rami can just hit any shot from anywhere, to be honest. Yeah.
Do you want to add anything on to any of the questions?
I don't know if I have to add anything to the question, but I think, yeah. Thank you. It's amazing.
Bye. Wait. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
Hey, if you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As we try to grow the show, one way is for you guys to only share with just one friend who you think should listen to the show. Thank you.